Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Welcome, welcome one and all. It is indeed Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country 2016 Golden Guitar Special. Now, let's get straight into it. It's a big show. The 2016 Country Music Awards of Australia, better known as the Golden Guitars, capped off a really incredible year for Australian country music. It was an intimate night of non-stop entertainment and special magic moments at the Tamworth Regional Entertainment and Conference Centre in January. The night saw country music industry and fans celebrate the artists and the songs that have really left their mark on them throughout the past 12 months. It was a fantastic night. This year, the awards did include the induction of one of the greats into Australia's Country Music Hall of Fame, the Roll of Renown, back being presented at the Golden Guitar Awards. This year's inductee, Graham Connors. He was presented with the honour by Max Ellis and Anne Kirkpatrick. Incredibly well-deserved. So, let's get into the awards. Let's kick it off with Group or Duo of the Year. And the nominees are...
Jetty Road, Hearts on Fire.
Hearts on Fire.
Kevin Bennett and the Flood, Skin. O'Shea, The Famine and the Feast. Adam Eckersley Band, the second album. Mustard Courage, White Lies and Melodies.
And the Golden Guitar for Capital News Country Music Group or Duo of the Year goes to...
Adam Eckersley Band,
the second album.
Holy smokes. Oh, man, this is real cool. Firstly, from my point of view, I just want to thank the lads for playing in a band with me. It's a very cool thing to be in a band and... And, you know, we're not spring chickens. It's hard enough to find, you know, four other guys, like-minded guys, when you're 18 to join a band and do all those crazy things. But let alone a couple of years older than that we are. And, yeah, just thanks to everyone for digging our stuff and letting us play music for a living. And, honey, I love you. Thanks to my wife and my kids for being cool and giving me inspiration for songs. Can you make me sad every now and then? Because I need to write a couple of decent blues songs.
So, Adam Eckersley Band, how does it feel, mate?
Super stoked. We love Mustard Courage, and KB and the Flood are like one of our favourite bands, legit. So we didn't, seriously, I know everyone says it, but we were surprised, like, you know. And yeah, super stoked.
So when you're touring... Is that going to replace the bobblehead on the dash of the car?
It might. We might hang it from the mirror and just hope it doesn't smash the window while it rattles around.
Congratulations, guys.
Thanks, man.
Great album.
Cheers, brother.
And well done.
Appreciate it. Good on you, mate.
As kids drift to dreaming, the street lights say buzz into life. On our porch in the dark, I smile cause I see you arrive. And there's food on the table and a warm bed to sleep in tonight. And my heart holds your love. Your arms are holding me tight. Where we will go together now and forever, always. Never wander far from each other. Keep close together, always. And I'll give all I have. casting itself in a cloud. It's warm in the sky like your body is warm in me now. Here in our cave in blankets we figured it out. Life's about living with the one you can't live without.
The Adam Eckersley Band with a track from their award-winning album, The Second Album. Another great performance from the night was Sarah Storer with her take on the title track of John Williamson's classic album that spent 18 months in the top 50 all-genre chart and was certified triple platinum at the time. The album, Mally Boy, or Mally Girl in this case.
And I don't Hi, this is Ivor Davies from Icehouse, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and I don't really listen to country music, so I'm not quite sure what I'm doing here, but I'm waiting for Ben to impress me, so go ahead.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and I know as well as anyone that with a great beard comes great responsibility. That's why I choose to nurture my whiskers with the all-natural handmade beard oil and beard shampoo from beardmate.com.au. To make it easier, Beardmate will even give you 15% off your first online order. Just use the code BENSBEARD on checkout at beardmate.com.au. So respect your man, mane, and head to beardmate.com.au for total beard care.
Hey, this is Catherine Britt, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
I'm a hillbilly pickin', ramblin' girl, and I'm hangin' in bars, and I'm listening to Merle, drinking whiskey and beer to watch this.
Welcome back to the 2016 Golden Guitar Special here on Real Country. It is Ben Sorensen here, and for all things country, head to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, on with the awards. Now, the nominees for Video Clip of the Year.
Bone Shaker, Catherine Britt, directed by Lisa Camillo. Parade, O'Shea, directed by Mark O'Shea. Secondhand Man, Shane Nicholson, directed by Josh Favaloro. Spirit of the Anzacs, Lee Kernaghan and special guests, directed by Duncan Toombs. Take a Walk in My Country, Troy Cassadaly, directed by Duncan Toombs.
Take a walk in my country.
I love this part. And the golden guitar goes to, you go.
Spirits of the Anzac, Duncan Toombs, Lee Kernaghan, and special guests.
First of all, I want to thank Lee and his manager, Steve White, for all the love and trust they've shown me over the whole Spirit of the Anzacs album. It's been a massive project, and I'm just proud to be a link in the chain.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, we just dragged a mate of ours up here on stage because, to tell you the truth, we could not have made the Spirit of the Anzacs video without the support, the guidance, and a whole lot of hard work from the Australian War Memorial in Canberra, and as led by the director of the War Memorial, Dr. Brendan Nelson. I would be so deeply honoured if you would accept this golden guitar on behalf of the Australian War Memorial in Canberra.
2.5 years ago, Lee and I have been friends for a long time. We stood in front of the Tomb of the Unknown Australian Soldier, and in silence we were looking at the inscription I just put onto the front of the tomb. And I said to Lee, I think by 2015 the nation will be looking for an anthem, and that's it. Lee, you, Duncan, Garth, the musicians who worked with you on this song and this video, have given the nation a great gift. You've given a gift to 2 million men and women who wear and have worn the uniform of our Royal Australian Navy, our Army and our Air Force. But you've also given us a gift. And that is a greater belief in ourselves. And in this music, a deeper understanding of what it means to be an Australian and bringing the stories of these men and women and their families to life.
Willing band of ordinary men. sex.
Not only was that song amazing live, but the song and Lee were also awarded Top Selling Album of the Year and Vocal Collaboration of the Year. On to Female Artist of the Year, and the nominees are...
Catherine Britt, Bone Shaker. Jasmine Ray, Heartbeat. To the rhythm of your heartbeat. Ashley Dallas, Other Side of Town. Ooh, yeah. Tori Dark, Silver Lining. Becky Cole, Sweet Rebecca.
Wow, that's a tough category.
Absolutely.
And the Golden Guitar for Female Artist of the Year goes to...
Croak.
Yeah, I'm a bit croaky.
Ah, the one.
Catherine Britt.
Yes!
Shaker!
Absolutely!
I'm really bad at this. I've never been good at it. I don't win awards, and it means a lot to me when I do, so... Thank you so much. There's so many people I want to thank. I'm sure I'm going to miss somebody because there's so many people that have been involved in my career since day one. I was trying to drag my husband up on stage. I have a husband. Yeah! But last year was really hard and he was there for me all the way and... Thank you. Just means a lot to me to win this. Thank you so much. I love you, James.
My fingers, I'm dead inside.
Catherine Britt with Bone Shaker. Bush Ballad of the Year was also won by Alan Caswell and Manfred Vickers for their song One Last Muster. Instrumental Album of the Year was won by Pete Dennehy for Cluck Old Hen, and he also picked up Bluegrass Album of the Year for Singing Shoes 2. If you want to watch the 2016 Golden Guitar Awards in their entirety, you can do so via the Real Country website under the news heading at realcountrymix.com. After the break, more awards magic with Song of the Year, New Talent of the Year, Alt Country Album, and so much more. Stick around.
Hey, this is Catherine Britt, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Presenting Australian singer-songwriter Laura Burns. Telling stories of her love of life, family and the land, from her debut self-titled EP comes Weighed Down, co-written with Drew McAllister. Laura Burns' self-titled EP is available for download on iTunes or from laurabernsmusic.com.
Hi, this is Christy Lamb, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country. When you said you love me, I
know it's just a lie. Welcome back to the 2016 Golden Guitar Special right here on Real Country. It's Ben Sorensen here, and for all things country, head to the website, realcountrymix.com. So the night progressed, and up came Song of the Year.
APRA AMCOS Song of the Year, and the finalists are... Bone Shaker, Catherine Britt, written by Catherine Britt and Tony Buchan. Freedom Ride, Troy Cassadaly, written and recorded by Paul Kelly and Troy Cassadaly. Joshua, Elise Simmons, written by Elise Simmons. Second Hand Man, Shane Nicholson, written by Shane Nicholson. Spirit of the Anzacs, Lee Kernaghan and Special Guests, written by Garth Porter, Colin Buchanan and Lee Kernaghan.
Okay, and the winner of APRA Song of the Year is...
Freedom Ride, with Troy Cassadaly and Paul Kelly, the songwriters.
It's really easy writing songs with Troy. He just rings up and says, oh, I've got a few ideas for songs. Can I come down? And he comes down and he's usually got the song mostly finished. He just needs someone to cook some spaghetti for him, open a bottle of wine and then a cup of tea and then change a few lines here and there and we've got the song. Thanks all for this award. It's a great subject for a song. Charlie Perkins was a great pioneer and a great activist, a great leader of his people.
Huh?
I just want to say thank you, Paul, for having the door open on that Monday or Tuesday it was when I got down there to write, and just to be able to throw ideas at someone like Paul, who to me is just a fine, fine songwriter. Like a bottle of wine, he just gets better and better with age, you know. And the Freedom Ride, when I did a project on it as a little kid, I was very inspired by Charles Perkins' courage and all the people that went out on those buses. And they were trying to make life better for Indigenous Australians, you know. And it was just an amazing thing to look at that story and try and put it into 3.5 minutes. And then when we're on the reenactment this year with Paul, we got a chance to go to some forums and hear the stories on the ground. And that's exactly what this song's all about. I dedicate it to Charles Perkins and all his family for giving us beautiful vision and bringing Australians together instead of dividing people. I think that's what it's all about.
Troy Cassidaly also took out Male Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Heritage Song of the Year, and Single of the Year. Very impressive win all round. New Talent of the Year, and the nominees are...
Christy Lamb, Broken Record. Brothers 3, Brothers Never Part. Celine McAllister, She's Getting Stronger. Caitlin Shadbolt, Shoot Out the Lights. Mickey Pye, When She's Drinking. And the winner is
Christy Lamb, Broken Record.
Thank you so much. I realise it's my 10th year coming to Tamworth this year, and I was a busker on the street and coming to Trek watching all my favourite artists who are sat here tonight. So this is pretty surreal right now. There are so many people to thank, so I'd like to thank the CMAA, all the sponsors, Toyota, of course, QantasLink, thank you for everything you do for these awards. To my awesome producer who's here tonight, Andrew Cochran, thank you for making an album I'm so proud of, and I'm really looking forward to starting the next one with you too. Of course, to the man behind me, to Lee Kernaghan, I was absolutely shaking like I am right now. When I got that call, it's been a dream come true. And to be a part of something so special as the Spirit of the Anzacs, I'm really honoured. Thank you.
So, you've just won New Talent of the Year,
yeah.
Which is really funny because we don't consider you a new talent at all. But it's a fantastic award. And yeah. I always think that overnight successes are never overnight.
Oh, definitely not. I mean, look at Keith Urban. He's a great example of that. Everyone thinks he popped overnight, but he was slogging away over there for years. So it pays off.
It certainly does. So how do you feel after the win?
Shaky, but good. It hasn't really sunk in yet. My wrist is starting to feel it, but that's about it. It hasn't sunk in properly yet.
Well, you've got the two most important things here. You've got a golden guitar and a plastic cup with wine in Tamworth style.
I'm trying to calm the nerves. I was shaking the whole way down those stairs. I was like, I need a wine straight away. It's the girls' influence I'm
absolutely
putting it down to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those Amber and Elise, naughty girls.
Well, congratulations. Thank you so much, Christy Lamb.
Thank you so much.
Your elaborate excuses just don't add up to the facts. Your lips are talking one thing, the perfume smells it's something else. That's why I'm saying now, no more broken records, skip it round and round and round. No more broken record, tired of the same old sound. No more wishful thinking, liars never change their tune. No, no. No, 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 broken record.
Don't forget that this show is also available as a podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn too. All you need to do is head to your favourite podcasting app, be that one of those three or any others out there. Do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe. It's super easy and it's free. After the break, it's Alt Country Album of the Year and a cracking great track from Jasmine Ray. All right after this.
G'day, this is Pete Dennehy, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You feeling all right?
Yep.
How's your ankle?
Good.
When's your exam?
Dunno.
Have you done much study?
No.
What's on tomorrow?
Dunno.
Are you playing cricket?
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and I know as well as anyone that with a great beard comes great responsibility. That's why I choose to nurture my whiskers with the all-natural handmade beard oil and beard shampoo from beardmate.com.au. To make it easier, Beardmate will even give you 15% off your first online order. Just use the code BENSBEARD on checkout at beardmate.com.au. So respect your man, mane, and head to beardmate.com.au for total beard care.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back to the 2016 Golden Guitar Special right here on Real Country. It's Ben Sorensen here, and for all things country, head to the website realcountrymix.com. Now back into it with Alt Country Album of the Year.
And the finalists are... Come On In, James Blundell. Produced by Nick Howard, Theo Posthumus and Karen Waters. Hell Breaks Loose, Shane Nicholson. Produced by Matt Fell. Skin, Kevin Bennett and the Flood. Produced by Glenn Hanna. The Mountain, Lachlan Bryan and the Wilds. Produced by Lachlan Bryan, Matt Junium, Sean Ryan and Damien Caffarella. White Lies and Melodies, Mustard Courage. Produced by Forrester Saville.
And the Golden Guitar for Alternative Country Album of the Year goes to...
Hell Breaks Loose, Shane Nicholson, produced by Matt Fell.
Wow, when I was 14, I played in front of an audience at the Redcliffe Rugby League Club's Talent Quest on my mum's guitar, and it had three or four strings on it. And I sang a Paul Kelly song. So to get Paul Kelly to give this to me on stage is pretty bloody special. Yeah. Okay, so quickly, I want to get through this. There's a lot of people to thank, as there always is, and this album's been something special for me. It's unlike any other record I've made before. I've worked with a whole new bunch of people that have been so inspiring. First of all, Mr. Matt Fell, who I'm going to get to talk to you in a minute. I want to make mention of my good friend Warren H. Williams, who took me out. He coerced me into travelling out to Hermannsburg, which is his hometown. I love this man so much. He took me out to Hermannsburg and gave me a week away from my life and myself, and he was the catalyst for this record happening. So I'm glad you're here, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. This is a really great honour. I really want to thank Shane. He's a dear friend of mine, and I love him to pieces as my brother in music, and I'm so grateful to him for asking me to produce this record with him.
Shane Nicholson, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I know. How cool is that?
But you know what? It's a fantastic album, and I very much deserve that sort of recognition, because the work that you do is so unique and so special. I mean, we've chatted about this before. It's just really great that everyone else is starting to catch up and acknowledge the work that you're doing.
Well, thanks. That's, yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it's not ever why any artist starts doing it, but, it, you know, it's really bloody nice when it happens, you know, when you get that kind of level of acknowledgement. Music is its own reward, you know, that's what's great about it. So winning awards or any of the gravy and the icing on the cake that comes with having a career in music is always a bonus, because the reward is doing it in the first place, you know. So to these things coming along are just, they're really nice acknowledgement of the fact that the community that you're part of, the industry, acknowledge, you know, the level of your work and how it fits into the tapestry of everybody else. And yeah, that's pretty nice, humbling.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine that would be pretty special. And you also get something quite nice to sit on the mantelpiece.
Well, I just scratched my ear with it, but
You know, multi-purpose.
It's important to me. Yeah,
it is. Congratulations, Shane
Thanks
Nicholson.
So much, mate. Cheers. Thank you.
Race.
brilliant album from Shane Nicholson and a brilliant track. That was Secondhand Man. Another standout performance on the night was Jasmine Ray. That's your Real Country Lot for the week. It was so great to celebrate the best Australian country music has to offer. Congratulations to all the winners and nominees. And in the meantime, you can join in the Real Country conversation on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, and just about everywhere else. The podcast of this show is also available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and most other podcast outlets. Other than that, make sure you tune in next week at the same time on the same station, where I'll be bringing you a whole heap more real country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Presenting Australian singer-songwriter Laura Burns. Telling stories of her love of life, family and the land from her debut self-titled EP comes Wave Down, co-written with Drew McAllister. Laura Burns' self-titled EP is available for download on iTunes or from laurabernsmusic.com.